Welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm your host, Mary Goulet. And I'm here with Steve Olscher and Richard Otey. And Soulful Sunday, we kind of take it from my show, Cultivate a Rich Interior. We've got to develop something inside of us to be able to manage life in general. It comes at us so quickly every day, so many decisions to make, people to deal with, hopefully in a loving way, and just wanting to be our best self doing what we love all the time. So in my book, Go With Your Gut, on page 44, let's go back to 43, one of the tenets of trusting yourself and developing a rich interior, one of the keys that I've used is being an observer. So there are examples of being an observer and why it's so important. As I mentioned, life goes by so quickly that you could be in conversation with somebody and they say something and you're like, what? And the best thing to do is not to respond until you kind of take in the energy of the room. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like just even gauging the energy of a new environment, like coming into the studio. I don't want to barge in like, I'm here. Everybody stop what you're doing and pay attention to me. No, you walk in the room and you're like, okay, who's, oh, Richard's over here talking on the phone. Wade's doing this. You know, Paul's doing something. So kind of getting in the habit of being an observer. And of course, from a safety standpoint, at the bank, at grocery stores, because we never know the strangers that we're amongst that we could be in peril or whatnot. I remember I was at Best Buy, and I went up to the customer service people to return something or whatnot. And I'm just standing there, the only person in line. There was one person being helped. And all of a sudden, I felt this, like, energy, and I whipped around. And there was a guy, like a ninja man, just, like, somehow showed up right behind me. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, I got to get out of my phone and just be more aware of my surroundings. But this really makes a big difference when we're dealing with just family members. Like my daughters, I do this all the time. I kind of observe them after school or randomly at home. Do you guys have any experience about that? Because it really is a powerful place to be when you get quiet and you just kind of take in the circumstances.
So, question: Do I play the observer?
Yes.
Oh yeah, constant. I mean, I got a 4-year-old.
So she's observing everything.
Yeah. So I'm constantly, so much so, play the observer that I realized how much an influence her stuffed animals have on her. Oh. So I now have come to observe long enough to know each individual personality of the stuffy.
Whoa.
So I talk to her via her stuffies when I want her. So like I'll talk to her stuffy with her sitting next and say, hey, I'm trying to say something to Olivia and you know.
That's cool.
And she hears it. And it came from observing her talking to her stuffies like that, saying, oh, my dad, oh, my mom, and talking to them, right? So I just did the same thing back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am guilty of being overly aware.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, my attention to detail is sick. Like, borderline OCD. Like, I will notice stuff. Like, I know for a fact. Like, I can do something in the house, and Lena won't notice jack. Like, I mean, we it could go months. Like I could put, like, you
and
know.
And you're standing there pointing.
Like, I could put a new painting on the wall of God talking to me or something, like, really, like, ridiculous, you know? And, like, it could be up there for weeks, months, and she may not notice. So it's given me, you know, a lot of leeway, a lot of flexibility to do some things because, like, you know, I can eat the chocolate brownie. And she's like, who ate the chocolate brownie? And then the only time she'll recognize that is, like, when she wants it, like, 3 months later or something like that. So,
yeah, what's an example of you being hyper aware in your household? The kids, you know what they're doing.
I know what the kids are doing darn near every second. I know what the dogs are doing. And then, and the worst part about it is, like, maybe I have to look at this as a gift.
Yeah.
It's a gift.
It really is.
I am so aware of what's going on that I can actually predict and anticipate what's going to happen.
Okay, so to my first tip on page 44,
yep.
Don't get caught up in the drama. If you're an observer, you can pick your moment to respond to what's going on without some reacting to someone else's stuff. Yesterday, yeah. I was at a house doing an inspection, and the guy hired this investigator in, and we were talking about some venting, and I made a comment about, okay, well, the seller put this up. If we remove it, then you have the full venting. The guy whipped around. Do you want to talk about other stuff that's not working with this house?
Mm.
And I was just like, I just went totally into.
Maybe he misinterpreted your term venting.
Right, exactly.
He took it literally.
Right? No, but it was so funny. I mean, the investigator, the other agent, and myself, we all just stopped and mm-hmm. let him do his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, will you please leave the room?
Mm.
And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And I walked out. And then the investigator came up. And he's like, nice to meet you. Wow, I'm really sorry that happened.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And then the agent came up. Wow, I'm really sorry that guy was so rude. But what if I had fired back? You know what I mean? Because most people's reaction would be, excuse me, what did it? You know, and like initially get right in it.
Yeah.
And it does not pay,
no.
ever.
Let me ask you this. Was your reaction even perhaps subconsciously based on the impact that a negative interaction with that person would have had on you and your life, your business? You know what I'm saying? Like, was there a direct correlation between your response and the possibility of that response impacting what happened to you or your business?
Okay, so that's a good question. I don't
know. Would you say it's a great question?
I would say it is a great question. When something stunning happens, most people don't try to, like, they just want to react. It was so stunning, and I'm so much of an observer. All I said was, oh, I didn't mean to offend you.
Mm.
And that's when he railed on me.
Mm.
And then my first instinct was, one, I don't engage with crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and then there's the other side of that where now he may have the interpretation of that interaction as, oh, well, Mary is soft. Like, you know, a pushover, I can do it. And that's like, I know that that's the really negative, pessimistic way of looking at it, but I think a lot of people have become so hardened that they don't want to be seen as soft. And so in that situation, it's like, it's not even a question of if this is the right thing or wrong thing to do in this moment. It's, okay, we are establishing a relationship, and what's my relationship with this person going to be moving forward? And if, like you said, I mean, you've eliminated people from your life, and we talked about this on one of the episodes of What Is Your What Wednesday, but you've eliminated people from your life who, you know, clip your wings and don't make you feel great
exactly.
about yourself and so on.
Well,
so,
and I realize that's the way, if he's going to react and be that way in a very benign setting,
mm-hmm.
I don't need to put myself in front of him again. We're very close to the end of the transaction. Dave can do the final walkthrough.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. Whatever.
Yeah.
I just think it's really important to get into the habit of being an observer, because mm-hmm. if my kids come home and one of them's crabby and snaps at me if I say something, it's not necessarily just that moment. It's something that's taken place in their thinking about what happened at school that day, or they don't want to study that. You know, it's not always about us. But if we make it about us, it's just be an observer and then wait for an opportunity to figure out what really is going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know from my perspective, being an observer also opens you up to opportunities that
absolutely.
You may miss, and often they can be pretty well, like you said, I mean, with your child, it can be an opportunity to connect about something that took place, obviously in this case, outside of the interaction that you guys are having. And so how do you react to that?
Yeah.
And just observing that they're in a, you know, kind of a cuckoo place is it's a step in the right direction.
Well, also as entrepreneurs, I think it was Lao Tzu, I can't remember exactly, but in the Art of War, think
it's a great one.
Yeah, I'm almost positive it was in there, where it's basically saying it's not you're not trying to create opportunities. You're trying to notice opportunities that are already there, right? So in the observer, that's right. The Shark Tank people that are trying to come up with some new high-fangled, you know, they're the ones that almost always never get a deal. Mm-hmm. But the ones who are like, oh, they spotted something that was an obvious miss in the market, mm-hmm. and they, you know.
That's like you, though, Richard. You've got your brain does that.
It took a while because I always thought, you know, it was all linear, go to school, get a job, work for someone, like, you know, same old, same old. And then the more you learn about yourself as time goes on, you're just like, dude, that's not the way your brain works, you know. But it took me a while. At the beginning, I was like, why is nobody understanding these ideas? You know, back at Jimbo's, like, 97, I'm like, you know, old school Jewish family, so they didn't want to apply my ideas. But I'd be like, I had little lasers that would pop out and people walk by. We'd like start to say something to them, like, check out this ad, you know. So I'd be like, look at all this unused space on the floor, like point towards things. And like, no, you know, traditional five generation Jewish family wasn't going to do it that way. Nothing Jewish, but, you know, they were just old school doing it the same way.
Right.
So,
well, and it's just a really powerful technique to use to learn about yourself in a situation, step out of your body almost and go, wow, it's funny that I responded that way to that person. I shouldn't have done that. So go out there and be an observer. Cultivate a rich interior. Check out facebook.com/gowithyourgut and gowithyourgut.net. Until next time, cultivate a rich interior.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.